Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Moses said, "I beseech thee, show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." He said to me, and he said, "Thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me." That's his presence. "And thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." You see, there's three ways that the glory of God's manifest. It's manifest in God's presence, in God's power, his ability, when God will do things that no man can do. And then he manifests his glory by revealing to you how good he is, the way he begins to do good for you and to you. Amen. Because God is good. Amen. And then he told Moses, "I'm going to proclaim my name." So God says, "Now, I'm going to let you see another facet of me. I'm going to let you see another part of me, Moses, because my character, who I am, my essence is revealed in who I am." And then in chapter 34, verse 5 and 6, it says, "And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth.'" So we see that these are all manifestations of God's goodness. It is good that God is merciful to us. It is good that God is disposed to do us favors. I mean, he's just inclined to bless us. He just have an inclination on the inside that God would rather bless than curse. He wants to do you good, not bad. Hallelujah. He's long-suffering. That means that he's not quick to retaliate a wrong. How many of y'all glad for that? How many of y'all God done suffered long with you? Some of us God been suffering for years, trying to get us to do right. He's very long-suffering. Bible says he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. He's long-suffering. He's abundant in goodness. That means that God is overflowing with goodness for you and me. That the cross of Jesus Christ is a manifestation of the goodness of God, because none of us asked Jesus to go to the cross. None of us begged God for a cross. God did that of his own accord because he is abundant in goodness and he is abundant in truth. He overflowing in truth. All the things that God is, Satan is not. He's not merciful. He's not gracious. He's not long-suffering. He's not good. And he has no truth in him. So why would we put up with him when he ain't got nothing good for us? When there's no good in him? You wouldn't hang out with a wicked person, would you? You wouldn't make that your best friend. Somebody that's always lying, stealing, cheating, wanting to hurt people. You wouldn't hang out with a person. Why would you put up with the devil? Don't put up with him. Rebuke him again. Now ask God to show you his glory. Glory to God. I want to see mercy. I want to see grace. I want to see truth. I want to see goodness. Hallelujah. I want to see long-suffering, kindness and gentleness. I want to see comfort. I want to see your power. want to see you, Jesus. Reveal yourself to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. How many of y'all God been good to you? Everybody in here, because if you say God ain't been good to you, I'd have to call you a lie. You say, well, God ain't never did nothing good for me, I'd have to call you a bald-faced lie. Because the Bible says that God is good to all, and his tender mercies over all his works. God gives breath to all men. So if you're breathing today, then God is being good to you. Just that you got breath, that you are alive, is an indication that God has been good to you, that he's being good to you even while I speak. He's steadily supplying you with another breath of air. And so his goodness should cause us to act wisely and not foolishly. Because God is good, I ought to act wise. I ought to be wise. And being wise is lining my life up with the Word of God. I ought to line up with the Word because God's good to me. See, God has a plan to meet us with goodness every day. I mean, who knows what the rest of this day holds for you? Who knows what this week, what blessing is going to come to you? When we left here on Wednesday night, we had no idea what was going to happen on Thursday morning with Charlita. And she woke up just a shouting and praising God all outside her apartment complex. People wondering what's going on because she's shouting, screaming, waking people up. He said, what's wrong with you? She said, my leg's straight. Well, that's a blessing to her, a great blessing. God has planned to meet you with goodness every week, and you should be expecting goodness. Shouldn't be expecting bad things happening to you. You should have no fear of evil. Amen? Praise God. So when we're talking about God meeting us with goodness, that also involves us doing good or dispensing good to others. Because when God is good to us, that goodness should roll through us. See, the Bible says that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. So not only was God good to Jesus in anointing him, but also Jesus turned around and said, I'm going to release this goodness into other people's life. Bible says he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So he turned the goodness of God on the devil. And people got blessed. When you allow God to flow through you his goodness, I'm going to tell you, you'll be attacking the works of darkness. And people will be left encouraged, built up, strengthened, healed, whole, blessed. I mean, just closer to God, Jesus more endeared to them. They have a greater appreciation for him because of the goodness that you allow God to display through you. So a part of that goodness is us dispensing good to others. But at the same time, I need to tell you this, that the devil also has a plan to meet you with evil. None of us know what evil is going to meet us this coming week. What bad things that Satan has planned. And I've already talked to you a couple of weeks ago about there being two different kinds of adversity. There's an adversity that comes to your life, trouble that comes because you're out of the will of God. And there's an adversity that comes because you are. Sometimes you can step away from doing the right thing and cause problems and trials and temptations and tests to come to you that wasn't ordained by God. But when you're doing the right thing and tests and trials still come, then I'm going to tell you that's an approved affliction that's got built-in victory in it. Amen. Praise God. The devil wants to meet you at evil. That involves doing evil things. That involves dispensing bad things to other people. And so none of us want to be on his team. As believers, we need to stay out of the enemy's camp and give him no place in our life. I just like to say it this way. Keep the devil unemployed. Yes. Don't give him a place to work. He has many subtle tricks that are designed to remove us from the place of goodness and blessing. And to keep us from receiving God's love and goodness. But I'm going to tell you, he can easily remove us from a place of blessing by getting us involved in one of his subtle tricks called backbiting. Yeah. So I'm talking to you today about backbiting and gossip. I know that ain't a popular topic. Listen, not everybody's engaged in those activities because some people have matured spiritually to where they don't get involved in that. But we still have a lot of people that are still immature spiritually and they get involved and they don't know it, that they fall into a trap. But it's good to let the Lord shine the light of his word into your heart. So even when I minister a word like this, a lot of times people say, well, that don't apply to me. Oh, I don't need that. I could have stayed at home today. But it's always good to allow God to shine the light in your heart because you may have some things in there that you didn't know was there. The Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who could know it? Sometimes you can't even know what's in you. I mean, sometimes we don't know what's in us, and it takes the word of God to reveal what's on the inside. And that's the reason why God gave his word, because the word is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of son of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents or the motives of the heart. It takes the word of God to reveal what's really in you. Your friend can't do it. Your friend maybe can get hints and glimpses and see things and how you act. But I'm going to tell you, if you really want to see what's inside you, you're going to come face to face with the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many times a message like this is for the person who thinks it's for somebody else. So if you thought, oh, that ain't me. Yeah, you better check it. I ain't saying it's you. I'm just saying. If you immediately, when I say that, you thought about somebody else, you better take a look back at yourself. Just make sure. Just make sure. Let me give you some scriptures here. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 23. It says this, the north wind brings forth rain, so does a backbiting tongue bring forth an angry countenance. Everybody say a backbiting tongue. See, backbiting has to do with words. The NIV says, as a north wind brings rain, so a sly tongue brings angry looks. A sly tongue. The New Living Translation says this, as surely as a north wind brings rain, so a gossiping tongue causes anger. You see, the word backbiting here, let me tell you what it means and what it depicts. It literally means secret, covertly, to secretly speak of someone slanderously.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just